The World at One. This is Amol Rajan with 45 minutes of news and comment. Should online abuse be treated as seriously as when it's face-to-face? The Director of Public Prosecutions thinks so. We'll hear from the first lawyer to successfully win a case against an anonymous troll.
In the past, we were talking about victimless crimes. Now I think we're talking about suspectless crimes. Those are crimes that are committed online where no suspects are being identified.
Well, Yaya Cohen is a founding partner of the London and Essex social media and internet law firm Cohen Davis, and he was the first lawyer successfully to serve a harassment injunction on an anonymous online abuser. I spoke to him a short while ago.
Being a lawyer, it saddens me to see individuals having to spend a tremendous amount of money on simply trying to stop being abused, which is, I mean, you would expect that to be a job for the police, but unfortunately, the police is not being as helpful as it should be in those sort of circumstances, and individual victims have to resort to taking the civil route, as it were.
But why and how are the police not being as useful? I mean, that's quite a charge to put against them. They'd say they're doing lots. Why and how, in your view, are the police not being as helpful as they could be?
I think there are a number of issues here. First, there is an issue of resources. The police is not sufficiently resourced to handle those sort of cases. There is a very large volume that needs to be dealt with, needs to be handled, and victims tend to be very, very upset. The abuse could be very painful and constant, so police will require a lot of resources in order to handle those sort of situations. But mainly, the police has not been given sufficient tools in order to enable it to identify suspects. So if in the past we were talking about victimless crimes, now I think we're talking about suspectless crimes. Those are crimes that are committed online where no suspects are being identified. They could be identified. We know that through the civil route, we can identify them fairly quickly. Parliament needs to make it much easier for the police to be able to identify suspects. And they will do that by making it easier for victims or for the police to obtain information from internet service providers such as Google, Instagram, Twitter, about the users who throw abuse at others.
Will the new guidelines from the CPS make much difference?
I doubt it. I think that the important thing here is identifying suspects. Advising victims to shut down their social media accounts doesn't really solve the problem.
In your view, these technology companies, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, have they done enough? I mean, they'd say they're doing a huge amount to try and tackle online abuse. In your view, have they done enough to clamp down on this problem?
Sadly, on too many occasions, they require the victims to go through a very lengthy process and obtain court orders and all sorts of things just in order to receive some disclosure about who the abusers are. In other cases, we know that they're not doing enough. We know that they are repeated offenders. We know that Google has got a facility to match up IP addresses and suspected users of its services. They are constantly using the service in order to abuse others, and they're clearly not doing enough. I think the argument of preserving privacy has been taking priority over far too long now.
Well, privacy is one argument. Privacy is one argument, but the other argument, I guess, is about free speech. I mean, is there not a serious danger that any moves to try and clamp down on online abuse could end up harming and jeopardising free speech? Isn't there? There's also a very legitimate question, isn't there, about how we protect the right to offend and even be offensive while at the same time eradicating the harm caused by online abuse?
Free speech is not the same as anonymous speech. So individuals can say whatever they want as long as they comply with the requirements of the law. Free speech doesn't necessarily mean that the speaker must be anonymous. I think it's the other way. I think that free speech actually means that individuals are, especially in a democracy, individuals should be transparent. They should say who they are. They should make it quite easy to challenge their views. So I think that free speech is not quite the same as anonymous speech. And I think we tend to make that mistake sometimes of mixing them up.
Are you saying that anonymous speech should not be allowed?
I'm saying that anonymous speech should be allowed, but it should be made easier for individuals to unmask anonymous internet users who abuse them.
Yaya Cohen speaking to me earlier. PM is at 5. This is Amol Rajan, and that's the world at 1:45.